Broke His Heart by Noel Parent. In a small village along the sea called Nagisar, there once lived a little girl named Oki. Oki was quiet and shy, but she loved adventures. She liked to explore everything around her village, especially along the seashore, where the waves would crash against the rocks with a loud, thundering roar. Oki loved the ocean, and for a very good reason. Oki had been born at sea. "You are very special, dear Oki," her grandmother would tell her. "The sea is also your mother. Whenever you speak, the ocean spirit is listening." Oki would often whisper secrets to the ocean with her quiet little voice, but she never heard the ocean spirit speak back to her. One day, Oki saw the people of the village all gathering together. They looked very worried and afraid. Oki asked her grandmother why everyone was so scared. "There is a big wave called a tsunami coming from far out in the ocean. It will destroy the village if it's not stopped," said Oki's grandmother. One of the villagers spoke to the scared people. "An old legend says that whoever has the ocean heart has the power to command the sea. But only one who has been born at sea is able to summon Moana, the ocean spirit, to find the ocean heart." Oki's grandmother replied, "Little Oki is the only one in the village who was born at sea, but this is too dangerous for her. We cannot ask her to do such a thing." Grandmother turned around to look at Oki, but she had disappeared. Oki was running towards the ocean. She knew what she must do. She must try to help her village. As Oki approached the sea, she could see big, dark clouds hovering in the sky above. Oki climbed up a hill, overlooking the sea. With her quiet little voice, Oki called out, "Moana, great ocean spirit, I need your help. A terrible tsunami is coming towards my village and will destroy it if we do not stop it. Please give to me your ocean heart and help me stop this from happening." For a moment, there was nothing but silence. Then big waves began to churn and sway in the sea, pounding the rocks near Oki on her hill. As Oki listened more closely to the sound of the ocean, Moana's voice bellowed from her depths. "To stop this tsunami, it will not be enough to only have the ocean heart. For while the tsunami is upon my watery belly, there are many forces which have created this great wave. I am only one of them. But you have the power to stop this wave, Oki, if you choose to go on a difficult journey." Oki was a little scared, but she knew she must help her village. "Yes, I will go on this journey," she replied to Moana. "Tell me what I must do."
"First, you must go catch the wind heart from Fu, the wind spirit. Then you must go to Fudo, the fire spirit, and ask for the fire heart. And finally, you must find Riku, the earth spirit, who can give you the earth heart. When you have done this, then you may come back, and you shall have what you seek."
And so Oki's little legs began to run. She quickly ran over the hills inland and found her way to the large field where once she flew kites with her father. She knew the wind spirit would be in this place. When she arrived, there was no wind at all. Oki became worried. "Phew, great wind spirit," she called out. "I know you are hiding in the air all around. Please reveal yourself to me. I need your wind heart so that I can save my village." The air remained still, and so did Oki. She waited and waited, and just when she was going to call out again, a big gust of wind blew right by her from behind. It was Foo blowing her hair and whispering in Oki's ear playfully, "Catch me!" The wind blew quickly past Oki again, then disappeared. Then it came again, and Oki jumped after it, trying to catch it with her hands. But the wind was already gone. The wind kept coming again and again, blowing all around Oki, and Oki kept leaping after it. But every time, she failed. She could not catch this dancing wind spirit. After a while, Oki stopped to catch her breath and became quiet. Then Oki had an idea. She remembered flying kites with her father and took out a scarf from her pocket. She tied the ends together and held the scarf into the air. Suddenly, the wind came again, and she threw the scarf kite into it. The scarf caught just a little bit of the wind and began to dance wildly in Oki's hands. Oki whispered to Foo, "With my scarf, I have caught a small part of your wind's tail, and I will hold on to it with all my strength until you give me your heart." At that moment, the wind became stronger. Foo whispered joyfully to Oki, "You have revealed how strong and free you are, just like the wind. My heart is now with you." And a swirling wind heart appeared in the air next to Oki. "Thank you, great wind spirit," she whispered to Foo. "Now I must go to the fire spirit," she thought to herself. Her little legs began to run once again, this time towards a volcano just beyond the field. When she arrived, she climbed up to the edge where she could see hot, red fire lava deep in its crater. "Oh, great Fudu, fire spirit, I am here to find your heart and save my village. Please help me." The fire spirit crackled and sparked, and then a voice said to Oki, "To find the fire heart, you must follow my river of fire. Discover the goodness of my fire, and you shall have the fire heart." Oki looked and saw the flow of glowing red lava streaming down the side of the volcano. She began to follow it down to the bottom and beyond, towards the edge of the great forest. She saw many burned trees and plants everywhere, consumed by the fire lava. As she got closer to the forest, Oki saw many little green plants and trees coming out of cracks where the fire lava had dried long ago. Oki stopped and thought for a moment. She turned around and looked back at the volcano, and with a gentle but strong voice, she cried out, "Oh, great fire spirit, I know what goodness you bring to life. For while your fire can destroy in one moment, in the next moment something new is created from your ashes, just like these little trees. Your fire brings change and helps new life to emerge and grow." Suddenly the volcano began to rumble loudly, shaking everything, including Oki. "You have discovered the secret of my fire," Fudu burst out. "The fire heart is yours." And a red, flaming heart rose from the lava and hovered in the air next to Oki. "I am grateful, great fire spirit," she replied. "Now I must continue my journey and save my village." And her little legs began to run once again into the forest. Oki did not know where to look for the earth spirit. It seemed Riku could be anywhere. She slowed down and began to walk, finding herself in the thickest part of the forest. Trees covered with creeping vines were everywhere. Finally, she stopped. "Riku! Great Earth Spirit," Oki called out. Where are you? Please come to me.
Oki listened, but there was no reply. Again she called out,
I am here to find the Earth Heart and save my village. Please come to me.
But Oki heard nothing. She began to wonder what she should do, and just then she heard a little groan in the distance. She started walking through the thick forest to see what it was. And after a while, she came upon a panda cub tangled up in some giant vines hanging from the trees. The cub's mother was nearby trying to help, but could not get the cub out. As Oki got closer, the mother panda bear growled deeply. Oki knew this mother could hurt her very easily. But Oki was not afraid.
Don't worry, I am your friend, she said in her gentle little voice.
She went to the small panda cub and began to untangle the vines. Finally, the cub was free. Oki then grabbed some pieces of bamboo and gave one to the cub and one to the mother to eat. All of a sudden, the mother panda began glowing brightly.
I am Riku, the earth spirit, she said to Oki. With your courage and purity, you have shown yourself to be kind and nurturing to the children of my land. I shall give to you my earth heart.
From the panda's bright glow emerged her green earth heart, which floated to Oki and hovered next to her.
Oh, great Riku, Oki replied, I will use this heart to help my village. Forever I shall remember your goodness in all your many living forms. Thank you, Earth Spirit.
And with that, Oki began to run out of the forest. She ran with all her strength through the fields and over the hills and finally arrived back at the edge of the sea near her village. Dark clouds were everywhere and the wind was blowing strongly. The ocean's waves were crashing violently all around. She could see the giant tsunami wave getting very close to the land. It would not be long before it arrived. With arms outstretched towards the ocean, Oki cried out in her quiet little voice,
Great Moana, spirit of the sea, I have done all that you asked of me. I have been given the wind heart, the fire heart, and the earth heart. Please give to me also the ocean heart. Please help me to save my village.
Moana then appeared to Oki on a wave in the sea and bellowed from her depths. But my child, Oki, the ocean heart you seek is already yours. You have had it deep within you since you were born. You only needed a little help from the spirit world to free it within you. Indeed, you have a heart as vast and embracing as the ocean, as strong and free as the wind, as glowing and creative as fire, and as nurturing as the earth. But you even have a heart which is the true power behind all the other hearts, for you have a heart of love. When you chose to embark on this dangerous journey to help your village, you revealed this great heart. It is what gives you the true power to save your village. With the wind blowing around her, Oki calmly replied back.
Tell me, what must I do?
Bring the power of all these special hearts together within you, and then do what your one great heart tells you to do, replied Moana, as she slowly disappeared into the sea. Oki stood silently, closed her eyes, and began to concentrate within her heart. Suddenly, the floating hearts around Oki began to glow even brighter, and so did Oki herself.
As she raised her hands toward the giant wave, each of the floating hearts came into Oki's heart, one by one, uniting within her. At that very moment, Oki whispered with a gentle voice, "By the spirits of the wind, the land, the fire, the ocean, and with my own heart, I ask you, great tsunami, to spare my village from destruction. May your power instead be used to create something new." A glowing white light surrounded Oki as the powerful tsunami started moving away from Oki's village and then crashed with a thunderous roar against a giant rock cliff nearby. As Oki opened her eyes and looked to where the tsunami hit, she saw the shape of a big heart carved into the side of the rock cliff. Oki stood quietly on the hill, looking out into the ocean. Inside her little heart, which was bigger than the world, she whispered, "Thank you, Moana, great ocean spirit." And the ocean spirit whispered back, "Thank you, little Oki, child with the great ocean heart." Thank you.